Narayana Namaskritya Narai Chaiva Narottaman Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nastapaya Sabhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki Vedeeramani Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Hadu Adhyacha Madhecha Hari Sabhacha Giyate Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangu Langache Griya Kripataham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhava Onamo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is a continuation of the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, especially the Damodara Lila, the pastimes of Lord Krishna being bound to a grinding mortar by his mother, Mother Yashoda. So it's been a wonderful descriptions. And these descriptions of these pastimes by Sukadev Goswami, it's very, very amazing that all the hearers they just become amazed that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the person who binds everyone to his material energy, everyone is illusion in this material world, by the influence of his external energy, by the same person, he becomes bound by his own devotee, Mother Yashoda. So, this continuation. So, the text is on the verse today, the Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text Number 15. Hare Krishna. Tad Dhamma Badya Manasya Swabakasya Kitagasya Dwi Angulonam Abut Tena Sandade Yaj Cha Gopika Tat Dhamma. That binding rope Badya Manasya, who was being bound by Mother Yashoda, Swa Abakashya, of her own son, Kitagasaha, who was an offender, Dwe Angula, by a measurement of two fingers, Anam, Gunam, Shot Abut became Tena with that rope Sandhade joined Anyacha another rope Gopika Mother Yashoda. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by distance, the width of two fingers. Thus, she brought another rope to join to it. Purport. Here is the first chapter in Krishna's exhibition of unlimited potency to Mother Yashoda when she tried to bind him. The rope was too short. The Lord had already shown his unlimited potency by killing Putana, Sakatasura, and Trinavalta. Now Krishna exhibits another vibhuti, or display of potency, to Mother Yashoda. Unless I agree, Krishna desired to show, you cannot buy me. Thus, although Mother Yashoda, in her attempt to bind Krishna, added one rope after another, ultimately she was a failure. When Krishna agreed, however, she was successful. In other words, one must be in transcendental love with Krishna. But that does not mean that one can control Krishna. When Krishna is satisfied with one's devotional service, he does everything himself. Seva mukhi jivado swayam evai spratyadaha. He reveals more and more to the devotee as the devotee advances in service. Jivado, this service begins with the tongue, with chanting, and with taking the prasad of Krishna. Atasvi Krishna Namadi, Nababhid Grayan Indriyai, Seva Mukhe Jivado, Swayan Eva Ispratyada. From Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1, 2, 3, 4. Gurave Gurachandaya, Radhikaya Tadalaya, Krishna Ya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tabhaktaya Namo Namo, Gyana Trimandasya Ganangana Salakaya, Chasu Sumitanya Natasma, Sri Gurave Namaha, Namamo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Shumati Bhakti Vedanta Swamitanamani, Namaste Sarasati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nebise Sasunya Badi Pashta Vishtarine, Vanchakapatra Vyascha Kripa Sundhivacha, Pati Tanam Pavana Vibhyo Vashnu Vibhyo Namo Namaha. Ta Dhamma Vadyama Nashya Swabhakashya Kitagasa Di Angulonam Abutina Sanda De Yacha Gopika. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by distance, the width of two fingers. Thus she brought another rope to join it. So this is very, very confidential pastimes of the Lord. It's very confidential because how can the supreme personality of Godhead, the one actually he has no limit. Somebody who has no limitation, there is no really inside or outside of him whom the whole universe can contain within his mouth. So how can he be bound by his devotee, Mother Yashoda? It's very, very confidential pastimes, because unless one is situated in a very, very highly transcendental consciousness, this cannot be understood. It's even just by hearing these pastimes alone, it's just difficult to comprehend, to understand. You know, Sukadeva Goswami is describing these pastimes, and there are so many, many assembly of sages, you know, on the bank of Ganges, in think the spot where Bhagavatam was spoken, it's how far to, they said that it's a miracle, I forgot the name. It's definitely far from the Hastinapur, the palace of Maharaj Parikshit, the spot where Bhagavatam himself was spoken. Where was that? It's near the bank of Ganges. And it's, Sukhothal, right? Sukhothal is, I've not been there, so I don't know. It's next to the bank of the Ganges, and so many sages were also listening, and many of these sages, you know, the way they hold Lord Krishna within their heart is a very, very special thing. You know, many of them, they spend thousands of years meditating on the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is Lord Sri Krishna. They are great, 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 great sages. They are assembled, and Sukadev Goswami is not narrating this pastime to them, that how that Lord that you have been worshipping, you know, meditating upon for thousands of years, is not being chased, you know, because he was very afraid. He's not being chased by his mother, you know, and he was shedding tears, and his mother, you know, now is going to bind him. So this is very, very difficult to really understand. And that's why throughout the descriptions of this Leela, Sukadeva Goswami will always make people understand that, yeah, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there is a confidential reason as to why these pastimes is taking place. Queen Kunti, when she was praying to Krishna, after they were saved from the weapon of Ashwatthama, because Lord Krishna is always protecting his devotees, especially the Pandavas, they are great devotees of the Lord. So they are always under the protection of the Lord. So after they have been saved, so Queen Kunti, and at that time Lord Krishna was about to depart for Dwarka, so she came running and started offering many prayers, and one of those prayers is Gopya Dade Twaye Kitagasi Damatabad Yati Dashasu Kalilanjana Sambamakam Maksham Bhaktani Niyabaya Babanaya Stitasya Sama Vimohayati Briyapiya Bibeti. So she said, "My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears." Krishna was crying. Overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. So this is the expression of Queen Kunti. The sight of you being bound by Mother Yashoda because you've committed an offense, and see that she wanted to chastise you, and she took a rope, you were crying, you know, shedding tears. This sight, this is very bewildering sight. Very bewildering sight. There's a lot of nice, wonderful purpose. So the Prabhupada began by saying, "Here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of his pure devotee." So, you know, you have the Supreme Lord, you know, whom the fear personified is afraid of him, but at the same time, he became fearful of his own devotee because he has committed, you know, an offense. So in his Damodara prayer, Satyavrata Muni is witnessing this pastime. He's seen this pastime. So seeing this pastime, so he started saying, Namami Sharam Sachidananda Rupam Lasa Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyolu Kaladhavamanam Paramista Atyanta Todruta Gopya. So, seeing these pastimes of Krishna being chased by Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda caught him and was about to bind him. So Satyavrata Muni is saying, he said, first of all, I offer my obeisances unto that supreme law. He said, Namami. Namami means my obeisances unto that supreme law. Namami Ishwaram. Who is the controller of all the controllers? Because there are so many controllers in the universe. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, you know, and all the Vishnu's expansions, they are controllers. But Krishna is the supreme controller. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, it says, Ite chansa kalapansam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, Indra Rivyakulam Lokam, Medayanti Yuge Yuge, that so many incarnations. Yeah. Lot of incarnations are there in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Srila Rupa Goswami, he has explained very, very nicely all the various incarnations of the Supreme Lord, all the various incarnations of the Lord, and he explained of who is Param Avastha, the Supreme, and that is Lord Krishna. So Bhagavatam says, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So he is the controller of all the controller. And Lord Brahma says, Ishwara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anandi Adi Govindam Sava Karanam Karanam. He said that, yes, Ishwara, the supreme controller is Lord Sri Krishna. He's Anandi, is the origin of everything. Anandi, he has no origin. And Adi, he is the origin of everything. Sava Karana Karana is the cause of all causes. So this is the explanation of the prayer of Lord Brahma. So Satyavrata Muni said, Namami Ishwaram. Then he said that I offer my obeisance to that supreme controller. And then he began to describe his qualities. What are his quality? Sachit Ananda Rupan is eternal, is full of knowledge, and his body is full of concentrated bliss. Sachit Ananda Rupan is form. And of course, Krishna's form is such that it bewilders everyone. His form is so beautiful that he himself, even when he sees his own beauty, he becomes amazed by his own beauty. Actually, his beauty is always ever increasing. And then he said, Lasa Kundalam. So his ornaments, the earrings that the Lord wears, it is his earring. So because as Krishna was running away from Mother Yashoda, so his earring was, you know, swinging like this, swinging to and fro. His hearing was the ornament that was swinging. Now, normally, in this world, everyone wants to decorate themselves with various ornaments. Everyone decorates themselves so that they can look attractive. You know, in the morning, especially ladies, they put on nice earrings, you know, specific jewelries. Where I came from, the men, in order to show their wealth, they like to put themselves nice gold and all that. So Krishna is decorated with lots of ornaments. However, Krishna is called the ornament of the ornament. Krishna is not beautiful because he's wearing the ornament. Actually, the ornament becomes glorified because Krishna is wearing them. So the ornament actually become more attractive because Krishna is wearing them. So because Krishna's beauty is such that it makes the ornament very, very attractive. So therefore, Lasa Kundalam. Now Gokule Brajamana. So in Gokul, these special pastimes, it's only performed only in Gokul, in Vrindavan. Because the pastimes of Krishna being subordinate to his devotees is not available anywhere else. It's not performed anywhere else outside of Vrindavan. It's only within Vrindavan that the pastimes, these pastimes are performed. So therefore, he said, Gokule Brajamana. And then, of course, from the third line of this verse to the next verse, so Satyavrata Muni, he now begins to describe this specific lila of Krishna being bound in the stomach by his mother. He said, Yashoda biyolu kala dhavamanam paramishtam atyanta drutya gopya. So, seeing Mother Yashoda coming, Krishna became fearful. Because after all, he knew that yes, he had broken the pot of yogurt which Mother Yashoda was using to churn the yogurt. So Krishna had broken it. And then he went inside the room, and then there was the churning butter which was on the swing. So Krishna climbed some mortars and he climbed, and then he was taking the butter, he was eating, and also he was feeding the monkeys. So as he was feeding the monkeys, so Mother Yashoda knew, because when she finished attending the boiling milk, which she went to attend, and then she came, and then she found that the yogurt pot has been broken, and Krishna is nowhere to be found. Krishna is not there. So she knew that yes, Krishna has committed this mischief, and then she was wondering, where has Krishna run to? Where has he gone? And then she found this Krishna's footprints. She found the footprints, and so she followed the footprints into the room. And as she followed the footprints into the room, so Krishna was busy feeding the monkeys, the crows, and all that. So the monkeys and the crows, when they saw Mother Yashoda coming, so they immediately ran out. Run out of the room. And the Krishna looked behind. He said, oh, my mother is here. Oh, so my mother is here. And then, so he became afraid of his mother. Became afraid. And then he jumped down, and then they started running. So he started running, and Mother Yashoda was going after him. Running away. You know, Krishna was in a Balgopa, Baldila. He was about 3 years old, between 2 and 3 years old. Normally 2, 3 years old, they are very, very naughty. Some of us who have been parents, we know how naughty 2, 3 year olds, they can be, But Krishna is the supreme naughty, naughtiness. It's naughtiness, it cannot be compared to anything. Because he had been going to the houses of the gopis, so many houses he would go and committed lot of mischief. So all these gopis, all the neighbors, they will come and complain to Mother Yashoda that, oh, this is what your child has been doing, coming to our house, breaking the pot of yogurt, pot of butter, and also, if he doesn't find any yogurt, butter, sometimes he will just urinate, things like that. So therefore, this your child is so mischievous. And when we accuse him of being a thief, If we say that no, he's not a thief, we are the thief. So in this way, the gopis, they will be making this complaint to Mother Yashoda. Of course, Mother Yashoda, she will be defending her child. She say, oh no, I don't think my child can do this. My child is a perfect gentleman. He cannot do this. Maybe all of you, you are just trying to find some reason just to complain about my child. There is, in this verse we are reading here, swa means own. Because Mother Yashoda, this is my child, cannot do all these things. But because Mother Yashoda, she has listened to the complaint of the gopis, she says, okay, let me personally prepare yogurt, butter for Krishna. So that because I will do it with my own hand, then Krishna will have no reason to go into others' house and commit mischief. So this lila we've already heard already. So when Mother Yashoda entered the room and Krishna, you know, saw her coming, being afraid, he jumped down and then he started running. Started running away from Mother Yashoda. So Krishna was running, and Mother Yashoda, she was running after him. Now Mother Yashoda, she was kind of little, you know, she was her body was not that of an athletic body. His mother, full figured, you know, big hip. So she cannot be possibly running as much as to catch Krishna, who is like this child, you know, very, you know, strong. But she was running after Krishna. But Krishna was running away, but she was running because her intent was to capture him. That's her intent, was to capture him. So she will not give up running after Krishna. So Krishna kept running, and she was following Krishna behind. She was following Krishna. And of course, mentioned that as long as Krishna does not look behind, Mother Yashoda will not be able to catch him, as long as he doesn't look behind. So he was running away, and of course, mentioned that the same person who the yogis, they've been meditating upon for thousands of years to catch. So Mother Yashoda, she's trying to catch him. Krishna is called Yogeshwara, he's the supreme being, so how can you catch him? But Mother Yashoda, she's filled with Vatsalya Prem, the affectionate love for Krishna. Vatsalya Prem, trying to catch Krishna. However, the moment she started thinking of the kind of difficulty that Krishna must be having while running, because after all, on the ground of Vrindavan, there are so many, many small stones, so many pebbles, and all that. So she was inside of her thinking of the mischievousness that Krishna has committed, of how she wants to punish Krishna. But she started thinking of the difficulty that Krishna's foot are experiencing in terms of stepping upon the, you know, the stones which may be affecting Krishna's lotus feet. So the moment she was thinking about this, so Krishna looked behind, and then she caught Krishna. You know, she caught Krishna. So she caught Krishna, and as she fell for, there was an accusation. She accused him that of being a thief, you know, being a thief and all that. So a lot of nice accusation is there. And of course, when Mother Yashoda said that, oh, you're just like a monkey, you know, stealing things and going and there. And Krishna said that, well, if I'm just like a monkey, then I'm going to go to the forest and live with the monkey. So of course, Mother Yashoda, she became a little bit afraid that, oh, I should not chastise him so much, otherwise he may leave the house and go to the forest, which would be a great calamity, you know, for us. So even though she had a stick on, so she decided not to beat Krishna with a stick. It is okay. In order for you not to commit any further mischief, so I'm going to bind you. I will bind you. So she took Krishna to a grinding mortar. She took him there. She took him her there like this, and then with the rope, she tied the rope around the mortar first. She first for tied the rope around the mortar. You look at, and then the other end of the road, at the other end of the rope, she wanted to bind Krishna to the mortar, Ulka, so that Krishna cannot run away. So apparently, that was sometimes a restless child. That's all the restraint by binding them to the grinding mortar. So Satyavrata Muni said, Rudantam Ohu Nitra Yugma Mijantam Karambo Jajugmena Satan Kanetram Musasa Kampatire Kanka Kanta Sitagrava Damodara Bhakti Bhadam. So Krishna, where his mother, you know, was leading him to the grinding mortar, he was crying. Rudantam means to cry. Crying. So Rudantam means to cry. Rudantam. Actually, it's mentioned that if you want to get Krishna, one has to cry for him. Unless you cry. Actually, our devotional process is a process of learning how to cry for Krishna. Because if you don't cry for Krishna, how are you going to get him? But Krishna here is crying because his mother was about to punish him. He was crying, you know, rubbing his eyes, you know, tears coming from his eye. And these tears was mixed with the ornament, the kajals that decorate Krishna's Krishna's face, the kajals and all that. So Krishna was crying and rubbing his eye again and again, again and again. Basically, he has to do this just to get Mother Yashoda's compassion. That sky so that Mother Yashoda can release him. You know, that please, don't beat me, don't tie me up. So Krishna was, you know, crying this way. So this pastime is now. Now the acharyas, they've made some commentary on this verse. So the Srila Sanatana Goswami, he was commenting on this particular verse. He said the suitability of the action of binding is indicated by the word Sua Onsan Ham by Kitagashaha, of him by whom an offense was done. Because it will be inappropriate to be lenient toward an offender. Concerning Dwi Angulonam, the meaning is a couple of fingers short. But this is a common expression. And so what it really means is a very short measure. It's like saying a couple of chickpeas. Alternatively, because it cannot be attained by Gyan and Karma, which are two of the three, Bhakti, Gyana and Karma, it is illustrated in that way. She wanted to join another rope because she thought he wanted to escape, since he was very afraid. She went here and there looking for another rope, or she took a rope with one hand while she was holding him with another. Or some maidservants cordially gave her a rope. So, Mother Yashoda, she never think that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. She considered Krishna to be her own son. You know, he said, that's why I mentioned this verse, Swabhakashya. This is of her own son. This Krishna is my son. This is her mentality. This is her praying. And she never had this conception that Krishna is Bhagavan, is God. Even though in Vrindavan, they've witnessed Krishna performing so many uncommon pastimes, such as the killing of Putana, Trinavata, Sakatasura, you know, so many, many demons that they see Krishna killing. But the Pichibasi, they never think that Krishna is, you know, is God. To them, Krishna is just their life is just the most wonderful an object of affection. That is the thing. And that's why it's mentioned in the commentary here that how do we attain him? How do we attain God? How do we attain Bhagavan? He cannot be attained by Gyan or Karma. He cannot be attained by Gyan or Karma. He can only be attained only by Bhakti. So this two fingers too short of the rope, when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, and the rope is always two fingers too short. So this means that not by Gyan or Karma can you attain Krishna. Only by Bhakti can you attain him. Just like Krishna is telling Arjuna that Bhakti to Ananya Sakya Aham Eva Vidu Arjuna Gyanatan Dhyastata Chatwena Pravishna Chaparanta. He said that, my dear Arjuna, only by honor Lord devotional service can I be attained, not by Gyan or by Karma. There's no other way you can get him. Like Lord Brahma, he's saying, those who have been meditating for thousands of years, they want to attain Krishna, but they can never attain him. Whereas, he's attainable by Bhakti. And towards this Bhakti, is the person who's Ajita, he became Jita. Ajita, he said that the unconquerable person, he become conqueror by simple love of his devotees. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was having a conversation with Ramananda Roy, and that time Mahaprabhu had asked Ramananda Roy that describe sadhana and sadhya, describe the practice and the goal, what is to be attained. So Ramananda Roy, he had made so many suggestions. He started with Vanashrama. Mahaprabhu said, no, this is an external thing. And then they were describing the Kama Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti. So he was giving a lot of suggestions. But all the suggestions, Mahaprabhu rejected and said, no, this is an external thing. You should say something different. And then when Ramananda Roy described unalloyed bhakti is the only way by which, this is the only way by which to attain the goal of life, which means unmotivated bhakti. So when Mahaprabhu heard this, so he was happy to hear this from Ramananda Roy. And then Ramananda Roy quoted this verse, Gyane Payasam Udapasandamanta Eva, this particular verse. And then the verse said, my dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired results. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Okay, this is the previous verse. Brahma said that by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Now, another explanation of the two fingers too short is the two things to attain the attention of the Lord, two processes. One is one's extreme endeavor in the aspect of devotionalism. Because as they say, a devotee has to be very, very serious in the practice of bhakti. We cannot take everything for granted. And only those who put intense effort, they are the one who get the grace of the Lord. It's not just, okay, hearing chanting, take prasad, and that's it. There is intensity of effort that needs to be there. There are two logic that is there. One is monkey logic, and the other one is kitten logic. Two type of animal, monkeys and the kitten, cat. So we know the monkey normally have its, you know, the mother monkey, when he carries the baby, when he carries the child, so the child have to hold on tightly to the mother, because you know that the monkey, they always run here and there, they always jumping from tree to tree, and the mother monkey, he doesn't really look after the baby. He doesn't really seek to the protection of the baby. It is the baby who have to hold on tightly to the monkey. And if the monkey, if the baby monkey should drop down, should fall off, the mother will not look behind. She will keep going. If the monkey should fall off. So which means it's up to the baby monkey to always hold on tightly, you know, for the mother. On the other hand, we find the baby cat, the kitten. The baby cat, the kitten, does not have to do anything, because the mother always hold on very tightly to the kitten. Always hold on very tightly. We never let go. Always look, if you try, you know, always give, you know, protection to the child, to the baby. Always do that. So now we are asked that there are two types of devotional process. One is the endeavor, which we have to put in there, which is comparable to the how the monkeys hold on to the mother. That's the endeavor. And then the other one is the mercy that we pray for. We pray to God the mercy of the Lord. So the mercy, it's comparable to the baby being hold on tightly by the mother. So one side you have the mercy, and the other way you have the endeavor. So now we are asked that which one shall we choose? Which one shall we choose? Should we choose depending on the mercy, or should we just base all our activities on our own devotional effort? So which one is that? Which is better? Which one should we choose? Somebody can answer? Your effort or the mercy that comes? Which one should we choose? Accept. Any suggestion? Yeah. So you prefer the effort? Okay, that's one. Anybody? What is better, effort or the mercy? Choose one. Effort. Okay. So, actually, we have to, both have to be taken. Because our efforts must be there. And then when our effort has become very, very strong, then the Lord gives His mercy. So our effort becomes strong, and then the Lord gives His mercy. So while we are stringently, diligently performing our devotional service, no lacking. It's not that, I'm too tired this morning, I cannot go to Mangalati. We give so many reasons why we cannot perform devotional activities. So the effort must be there without any lacking. And then if you do that effort, then of course, at the same time also, we are constantly praying for the Lord's mercy upon us. So both together, the effort, the combined effort, and the Lord's mercy, then we get Krishna's, you know, we're able to attain the Lord. The Lord is attainable by that effort only. So when Mother Yashoda, when she was trying to bind Krishna, she was, taking the rope, of Krishna, and because during that time, the Lord's energy, Vibhula Shakti, will not allow Krishna to be bound. The Lord's energy will not allow him to be bound, Because why Krishna, why is playing just like an ordinary human in Vrindavan, but at the same time, his energy is also there. His potency is also there. You know? So, but at the same time, the Lord wants his potency to always lie low. Why in Vrindavan? But in this case, when Krishna was being burned, so the potency of the Lord will not allow Krishna to be burned. So therefore, the effort of Mother Yashoda to burn Krishna was always unsuccessful. She was unable to burn Krishna. She tried to, and she was sweating like anything, trying to burn Krishna. And it's when she tried to do that, all the elderly gopis, all of them, they were all laughing. They were laughing at Mother Yashoda. I said, "Oh, just say, you cannot even burn your child." They were all laughing, they all giggling. I said, "Oh, just say, you cannot burn your child." So this one was going on. And of course, Mother Yashoda, she was also laughing. She said, "Oh, what, you know, I cannot burn my child, what's going on?" But she was also laughing. But at the same time, she was not giving the effort. Her intention was just, "I must burn Krishna, I must burn him." So after a long period of time, then Krishna instructed his Yogamaya potency that now I want to be burned by my devotee. I want to be burned. And then the moment Krishna allowed his potency to act, to reduce the influence, immediately Krishna was burned by Mother Yashoda. So therefore we have Damodara. Daman means the stomach, and Udara means the one who was burned in the belly. So we have Damodara. And it's a very, very beautiful lila. And of course, as Satyavrata Muni said, he said, "Now, what bind Krishna? What bind him?" He said, Sita Grita Damodara Bhakti Baldan. That Krishna is bound by bhakti, by devotional service of his devotee. There's nothing else. There's no other way by which a conquerable person who cannot be conquered can be conquered only by devotion, only by bhakti, only. Only by bhakti. And this is the bhakti of these devotees. This is just pure love, pure loving praying bhakti, pure loving bhakti. There was a story one time. Srila Prabhupada was, I heard this story, that they were supposed to be meeting one big person, one big minister. They were supposed to be meeting him. And they also had a particular appointment. So when they went to meet him, so they were told to wait in the inner, to the altar reception. Why? Because the minister, the big man, was inside his inner office. So they were waiting for a long time because they were supposed to meet at a certain time. So they are waiting for a long time they are waiting for a long time. And then, so the officials, they were wondering what is going on, why it's not coming out. So after a long period of time, so they opened the door. So when they opened the door, they found that this big person, he was on his hands and foot. He was on his hands and foot. And then his grandchild was on his back, beating him, commanding him, "There, go here, go there, go here, go there." You know, right? His grandchild was riding him, telling him to go here, to go there. And he was following. He was going there, he was going here and there, following the direction of his child, who was telling him to go here and there. So because this person, you know, his child has love for him. So he was simply following. So to him, the external people who come in to see him, it becomes secondary to him, because he's relishing affectionate dealing from his grandchild. This is love. This is the exchange of love. So the exchange of love is like that, whereby no matter how big a person is, when it comes to a loving person, that position is no more there. That conception is no more there. So Krishna, he become bound by his devotees. So therefore, that's what we have to aim for. We have to aim for that yes, the only way we can attain Krishna is this through loving dealings, through loving bhakti, through loving devotional service. So there's a much more to be discussed in this wonderful pastimes, this Balila of Krishna, this childhood pastimes. So as we hear in the few more days, we're going to be hearing more about this, pastimes. So if there's any question or comments, you can please go ahead. Some comments. Maharaj, let us comment something. Okay. This is our material destination is fixed in terms of what we do in a particular body, in a particular circumstance. It's only after we completely become exhausted of all these so-called materialistic duties, it's only at that time that the bhakti begins, spiritual life begins. And there is no such, it's not fixed. It's as Mahaprabhu was saying, that the love of Krishna is there in your heart eternally. It's already there in our heart. It's there, but it's there in a dormant stage. But this needs to be cultivated. And how do we do this? Through, Shravana, Ketana, hearing and chanting. That's how love of Krishna is developed. Because it's already there within us. It's there within the heart. It can be developed. But it's done only by through this Shravana Ketana. But as long as we are still thinking in terms of our material designations, or this can never be attained, which means we can either be practicing Kama Mishra Bhakti or Gyana Mishra Bhakti, mixed devotional service. So as long as there is a mixed devotional service, we cannot really attain the Lost Mercy. So therefore Rupa Goswami said, Anya Ambila Sutta Sunya Gyana Kamadi Anavritam Anu Kuyana Krishna Anu Silana Bhakti Uttama, that one must give up any kind of endeavor for Gyana, for Bhakti, for Kama. Sunya means complete annihilation. And one has to come to that, Anu Krishna Anu Silana, that whereby we only do things that Krishna wants. All our activities is meant to please Krishna. So we have to, that bhakti means to come to that platform of Krishna Anusilanam. You see, like that.
You mean to say that it's not spiritual destination for fixing our life? We can take whatever we can
to our believers. No, there is no such as spiritual destination. As I said, spirituality is already there within you. So it's not that it's fixed, but because our back is turned towards Krishna, we turn our back towards Krishna, we want to enjoy material world. So therefore, there's always, everything is like a cloud that is there. But the Krishna is there to be attained. Anybody can attain. Krishna is actually calling us to come to Him. But we are the one who is not listening to Him. Maharaj, you want to say something about that? Huh? You can have something. But the destination is not our destination is fixed. It's already there. We just have to attend. We just have to, open our heart to it. It's already there. Okay? All right, so another point. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Grantura Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.